yo, and here we go with another edition of We Talk Wrestling with Addy and Mo. Hey, yo, I'm Addy.
Hey, yo, fuck you, Wade Keller, I'm Mo.
Really? You're Mo?
I am.
I mean, the fuck you, Wade Keller part we knew.
Mm-hmm. Money in the Bank.
Money
recap.
In the Bank happened this evening. This is a good show.
Good, yeah, not great. But it was good. Basically, I mean, it opens with the Dirty Heels tag match. And finishes with the Love Your Mama Babyfaces tag match. And everything in between was pretty boring, but those were really pretty good, especially the opening.
Yes.
That's the best way I put it.
Fuck, tell us.
Okay. Let everybody know what happened.
Fuck. So Mo's on his way over, and we're going to watch his show. And we're in Calgary, Alberta.
Dramatic pause.
Canada. And so it should come at 6, 8 Eastern, 6 Mountain Time. So I got my guide all of a sudden, it says it's on at 7. So I'm like, what the fuck? So I call TELUS, and this is an error on my guide. And, oh my God, I think I got the guy that ran WCW at the end. The head booker. Because this guy goes, well, sir, it says on the guide, it starts at 7.
Did he ever tell you, ask you if he could be honest with you?
He did not ask if he could be honest with me. This fucking guy. And I'm like, no, it starts at 6. And then he's like, well, how do you know it starts at 6? I'm like, because I'm not a fucking retard. That's why.
That's not what you said.
Yeah. It's exactly what I said. Because I went to the website. I said, I'm not stupid. I went to the website. I went to every other website. That's what I said to him. I said, I went to actually every other website, and it's actually started at 6 since I was 8 years old, I said.
Yeah.
That's a bit of an exaggeration. But still.
Not much.
Not much, give or take 5 years, 8 years, I guess. Yeah. But anyway, guy was stupid. Fuck TELUS. Hate you. Contract's up. Can't wait to switch. Fuck TELUS. Hashtag fuck TELUS. So.
All right.
So Roman Reigns and Seth
Rollins. We watched
Rollins.
This thing on an hour delay.
Yes.
Which is,
TELUS are fucked.
Yeah, exactly. And because it was really stupid. So the other thing is, I mean, finally, when they finally do, figure it out, then, you have to go to a different guy, and then person sends you to somebody else, and that person sends you to somebody else. And that person says, oh, we'll check into it. And then they come back saying, the correct time, third time is at an hour ago, or is right now.
Yeah.
We'll have it on a 1 hour delay. Sorry for the inconvenience.
Yeah.
And then they proceed to answer you the same thing on Twitter. And then they called you to tell you the exact same thing.
Oh, yeah. I was like,
it was just, it was a cluster. But anyway, let's get into the event. So we missed the YouTube match where the Shield Reigns pins Jimmy or Jey Uso.
Jimmy Uso. Yeah.
And they retained. So that's
it. And then we opened the actual pay-per-view with I think, the match of the night.
It was.
Fuck,
there's three good matches, right? Oh, actually, the Del Rio Ziggler had a tremendous match, too.
Yeah, they did, but I think this was my favorite match.
I think it was my favorite, too, still.
It was awesome. I mean, and a couple things to point out. Swagger Cesaro, known as the Real Americans, and they worked as a team throughout, had a couple good spots. They walked across the ring with Cesaro on Swagger's shoulders. That was really good.
Yeah, until Cody broke it up.
Yeah, Cody. Cody Rhodes was the story of the match.
Cody Rhodes was the story of the match. Both from what they did with his character. I said on the show we recorded on Thursday that I was looking forward to Sandow turning on Rhodes and Rhodes turning babyface from this, and that I thought it would be really good for him and he'd be good at it. And that's exactly what happened. But what happened in it was not only was it the story focusing on him because he's the one who should have won, but his best friend screwed him, but also his work and his personality were great.
Yeah.
They gave him the opportunity, and as a worker, he pulled it off.
He took it, yeah.
Yeah.
He took it and ran with it. He took the ball, and they gave him the ball, he took it and ran with it.
Yeah.
Tonight.
So even though he didn't win, he's the winner.
Yeah.
Like, as far as positioning and I'm sure eyes of the company, eyes of the fans.
Stone Cold never won, but he passed out for the pain, and he lost, but he won.
Yeah.
Not to that degree, but same idea.
It's the same idea, and there is a moment where he turns and he looks at his friend, and he's got a hard way cut. And he's got this look on his face like, how could you do that to me? You're my best friend. And it was like that. It was like if they just do that freeze frame there.
Freeze.
You felt for the Cody Rhodes character. And it was really, that was the story of that and the fact that this match featured a lot of new spots. Like the match in the end featured a lot of physical spots, but not a lot of new spots.
No, yeah, exactly. This was ingenuitive.
Yeah, the TNA Divas or Knockouts division match between Gail Kim and Taryn Terrell featured a lot of new spots.
Yes.
So that makes them better because I don't just want to see a ladder match with the same stuff I've seen before.
Right.
I want to see you use it in new ways that I'd never thought of, and that's cool. And this featured that, and that's why this was the better match.
Yeah, and the other spot to point out was Cesaro and,
Ambrose and Cesaro.
Ambrose doing that innovative spot that Terry Funk's done a million times where he spins with the ladder on his shoulders.
Yes.
Back from the original ECW. Cesaro and Swagger caught him.
And he's been drinking, folks.
What?
And he still is.
So, Money in the Bank opens up with... they caught him, Cesaro caught him, they push him out. Anyway, so Ambrose skinned the cat.
Twice.
Yeah, was successful.
And
was going for the ladder, and then they dumped him. And stuff like, spots like that was, you know, that was...
It was new.
It was new, it was cool. Innovative, it was cool, and I liked it.
Yeah, it had a lot of that.
That was good.
It was a really, I mean, and the crowd loved this match. The crowd was going crazy, and they weren't at the beginning because it was all heels. But by the end, they were really behind Cody, but also because the match was such high quality.
Yeah.
That this is awesome, Chan. It probably deserved it. It was a really, I mean, when it was over, I went, okay, that was worth all the bullshit from TELUS and the price right there. Like
those
that,
motherfuckers.
That match. Like, it was a tremendous match, so.
Damian Tenno, not my pick, not even on my radar to win, but I like it.
Well, I mean, I said Damian Sandow would screw Cody. I didn't necessarily think that meant that he would
win. We were talking about Stretcher Job.
Yeah, I talked about Stretcher Job. Like, I had turned, thought he'd turn on him.
Yeah.
So I didn't think he would necessarily win, but as the story played out, about two-thirds of the way through, you went, oh, he's turning on him just before Cody wins.
Yeah.
Like, it became obvious that that's where they're going, but that's perfect. I mean, it really worked out. And
even at the beginning, you know, you could see the problems again.
Yeah.
You didn't know if it was going to culminate tonight, but you could see the problems.
Kind of, you did when they were cutting the promo together. And,
yeah.
And, you know, Sandow cuts his promo, Rhodes takes the mic, and it's his turn, and Sandow grabs out of him.
Grabs it right, yeah.
So, yeah. Really good stuff there.
Yeah.
Next match was...
Well, the next thing we had was that stupid Brad Maddox doing the Vicky Guerrero tribute video.
Video was pretty funny, showing most of her.
It went way too long.
Well, that's the thing. His promo started off good. It was fine for the first 2 minutes, and then it stretched to, 75 minutes? 80 minutes? It just went on too long.
Yeah.
And so it killed everything, so that sucked.
But we had the Curtis Axel Miz for the Intercontinental title match. Axel retained.
The important note here is that Miz got Heyman kicked out.
Oh, yeah.
In a really stupid spot. Like, the referee had his back turned, and they were both outside the ring, and Miz looks at Heyman and makes a slapping sound, and then pretends he had hit him, and the referee kicks Heyman out, and it was just dumb.
Yeah.
But
think of your lowest rent ripoff of Eddie Guerrero that you could possibly think of. And that's what you had right there.
Yeah, it was pretty shitty.
Stupid. Fucking retarded. But anyway,
it was stupid both from the way it was performed, but also just, like, why would the referee kick him out for that? Like, why would, you know, it just doesn't make any sense.
I know, it didn't. None of it made sense. Dumb.
Yeah.
Anyway, Axel retained, great. Love
that. Yeah, Axel retained clean.
And that's fine.
And, it is fine. It's a lot of his father's spots and...
Well, he did all three, right?
Four.
What was the other
one? Well, he did the... Actually, guys...
Did the flippity-do? He did the neck breaker, or the snap mare, and he did the perfect flex.
Okay, yeah. But there was a couple other movements, like things where just he moved. Like,
when he went out of the ring,
slid out of the ring the way he did it. Yeah, and we talked about him using the Rude Awakening there, you know.
Face plant, for his uncle.
His uncle, kind of, you know, a little bit. Yeah, basically, yeah. So, I mean, but... not a bad match. Miz has gotten better. But I think we all expected Axel to win and he had died out of the audience now. Mainly because Brad Maddox went on so long.
Yeah, I think that, yeah, exactly. And then we had AJ against Caitlin, and AJ won. Caitlin tapped out. Layla was at ringside.
Yeah, I mean, Layla did nothing. So I don't know why she was there. Big E did nothing except for one-time catch AJ. He did nothing otherwise. AJ's finisher looks great. She does a great job putting it on. Caitlyn is overweight for something on TV or was a diva. You can definitely see it. The match was as good as you could expect. AJ still, I don't like her personality, her promos, and she's ugly. That's it for me. That's all I have to say.
Really?
Yeah.
So, let me just
she looks like
straight.
A little monkey.
Let me just get this straight.
I mean, AJ looks like a little monkey.
I'm just trying to understand the situation here.
Yeah.
That you, Mo.
Yeah.
You, Mo.
Yeah.
Mo underscore we talk on Twitter.
Yeah.
You're accusing somebody. You're getting down on someone. For being fat and ugly?
No. AJ's ugly. She looks like a little monkey. I mean, I'd fuck her. I mean, I would fuck her.
Oh.
Yeah, I mean, but I don't find her attractive at all.
I see.
But Caitlyn is, I said, for a WWE diva or something on TV, fat. She's, if you were to meet her in real life, she'd be, you know, perfect fine weight. Nothing heavy about that. TV is different.
I see.
Yeah,
I see.
Yeah, if you were to see me on TV.
What? How many TVs?
Well, mine's 55 inches.
I'm talking about the TV.
Not my waistline.
Not your liver line.
All right. Moving on here.
Ryback beat Jericho. We're not getting really any better here.
No, another match was really pretty boring.
Yeah.
At this point, you've had three matches the crowd didn't really care about that much. In a row, so it's interesting. They didn't care about these guys.
Yeah.
They really didn't care about Jericho. They didn't really care about Ryback. Ryback beat him kind of a banana peel type kind of.
No.
He took advantage of a situation. To me, the story of this match was how bad Ryback's work was.
Oh, the selling.
Awful.
It was the selling that was awful.
But not just the selling, his positioning. He was out of position. Selling. He seemed to be forgetting spots. He started doing things and then remembered he was supposed to do something else and got himself back in position. And he was just really shitty in this
match. It felt like they weren't working together.
Yeah.
That's what it was.
And it felt all like Ryback fucking up.
Well, just like...
I think Jericho looked a little frustrated. Like, Ryback was...
Like
Ryback,
a struggle. A struggle is the best word I get.
I've seen him look pretty good at times. In fact, it's been a long time since when he looked awful. He looked terrible in this match. He looked stiff. His moves looked phony. His selling looked phony. Like I say, he was out of position. There's a point where he did this really cartoonish sell thing.
Yeah.
That I thought nobody could possibly
do that.
Well,
there was a couple times where it's like he got up right away and he's like, oh shit, I'm supposed to be selling. And then he wobbles around.
Or I got up too early.
Would go back down to
so
one
now
knee.
I
got to
act like I'm out of it on my feet.
Yeah.
And it just looked really, really bad. I don't know. Dumb.
Yeah.
Even when he got the pin, it was a roll up where he, was a schoolboy.
Yeah.
And he didn't get his weight properly distributed on Jericho the way he should have and everything. So he's just, he's not that good.
No.
But he got a pin, but it came across like Jericho dominated the match, but he managed to sneak out a win.
Yeah, he snuck out. Yeah.
Like a cowardly little heel that's 290 pounds.
Cry back. Yeah. Alberto Del Rio and Dolph Ziggler. The other match in that candidate.
Yeah, it was a tremendous match. The reason they can't win is because the finish was awful. One of the worst finishes of the year.
Yeah.
This was a great match. They were back and forth. Their work was really tight. Their chemistry was great. Their moves were really tight. Everybody was in position. It was a thrill after everything. The crowd was into it. The crowd was more into Ziggler than they were Jericho.
Yeah.
Yeah. And great match back and forth. I mean, and towards the end here, I mean, Del Rio's just hitting heavy move after heavy move.
Yeah.
And Ziggler, like a babyface champion,
popping
out every time you think it's over and over. And the crowd was buying it, really telling a great story. And then...
Then AJ's music hit.
Yeah.
And she skipped around the ring like she did whatever that was last summer. Right?
Yeah. Yeah.
And... just dumb. And he does. Ziggler's going like, what the fuck? Why are you here? I got this.
I told you I
go
got
away.
This.
I told you I got this. Go away, go away, go away.
The crowd was chanting, go, go, go.
Instead of no, they're going, go, go, go. And then...
Well, I mean, there was a point where the crowd kind of went, oh, that means Ziggler's not winning. and they kind of died.
Yeah, they died for a bit, and then but they got back into it, but then all of a sudden they died again because AJ jumped in and whacked Alberto with the Divas belt right in front of the referee for no real reason.
And then acted like she was trying to help him and she's surprised. But the way it came across, it comes across like it's one thing if she tries to do it when the referee's back is turned and he ends up seeing her. But this was just obvious. It looks like she's breaking up with him, and then neither one of them acted like it. So it just didn't, the logic wasn't there for the action.
The breakup, I mean, Ziggler was pissed, so the breakup can happen.
Not the right way.
But
you just screwed me. He was what are you doing?
But I told
you. It was the wrong reaction.
But I did tell you last week, or on Thursday, that I did expect kind of the ability to have a fuck finish for this.
Yeah,
because it wasn't a main event. No, I kind of expected something shitty like this.
Well, I expected a fuck, but not this bad.
Yeah.
It just really came across she's sitting there, and she's not acting like,
didn't know?
Like, oh, you know, of course that was going to cause a disqualification. She's acting like, I can't believe that happened. I'm so sorry. I was trying to help you. I mean, but it was like, she walked in front of the referee, turned him around, then hit the guy with the belt right in front of him, and went, what do you mean you're disqualifying him for? Like, it was just so stupid.
Yeah.
And his reaction, everybody's reaction. And it could set up for a rematch, but I don't know what that direction they're going. Who knows? I kind of think tomorrow Langston lays out Ziggler, so.
Well, Ziggler dumps AJ, and then Langston lays out Ziggler, then we had Mizark Henry against John Cena.
This was probably better than I expected. There was some moments where Cena was really bad. Exactly the same as Ryback. Cena's work wasn't good here. He was out of position. His selling at times had that cartoony, I got up too early and I got to fake it, and just phony looking.
Yeah.
The finishing move when he got him to tap out, he wasn't even cranking on him, and it looked really bad.
Yeah.
There's a lot of moments Cena looked bad here. And the match was slow.
Yeah.
As far as the story and the near falls, those were set up perfectly, but it's at such a slow pace. Hard to get into it.
Yeah.
It's probably 2.5 stars, which is probably better than I expected. I mean, what do you expect when you hear Henry and Cena in a match?
Yeah, well, exactly. But, I mean, it's what we wanted to see at Extreme Rules.
It felt like a one and done.
It did feel like a one and done. So there is still the potential of the Daniel Bryan, John Cena match at SummerSlam. You know, before we get to this main event, they're talking about something happening on Raw.
Yeah.
It's supposed to be something happening on Raw. I don't know. To me, if you're going to do it for 3 weeks, not a bad time to bring back the King of the Ring.
Yeah, you could do that, yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Daniel Bryan wins the King of the Ring. Winner of the King of the Ring gets a shot at SummerSlam. I mean, you know, because then you're at least wrestling and you're doing his forte to win a shot, right?
Yeah.
You know? That would be the thing. But to go to the ladder match now, the all-star ladder match.
RVD, the crowd favorite.
But I don't think anybody looked bad here.
Nobody looked bad, no. It's just, like I say, the problem, and there was a lot of really physical spots that looked like they really hurt. The one in particular that was bad for me was Punk did a spot on Sheamus, where he took the ladder and
fell on him, and
he cracked him right in the head.
Yeah.
And all the weight of the ladder and his body landed right
in the head. And then Sheamus again with Rob Van Dam kicking the ladder out from him, and then Sheamus doing falling that way on his leg or whatever.
Yeah.
It just looked bad.
Sheamus
had a rough night.
Sheamus had a rough night. I think Sheamus, I don't know if we really saw him after that ladder match, after that ladder spot, really.
Yeah, he got
powerbombed through the ladder.
The one that he set up himself.
That was a design spot, though. But, I mean, he could very well be concussed from that spot.
Oh, yeah.
I'd be very surprised if he isn't. That to me, was not a safe spot, not safe by Punk. So I'm not too pleased with that one. But, a really physical match, just not original moves. Good story. Everybody had their chance. The crowd mostly was into RVD. Also would have taken Daniel Bryan
or CM Punk
winning.
Yeah.
And, of course, Randy Orton won.
Yeah. Randy Orton is your winner, for something new.
But it is. It's been a couple of years since he's been a champion.
Nah.
He's probably going to use it to turn heel finally.
Nah. Well, yeah, okay, if you use Chernobyl, but I'm just saying, and, but you shouldn't have expected that. I guess the sad part is you shouldn't have expected something called the All-Star match for someone other than an established star to win it.
Well, I never expected Daniel Bryan.
No, but you
I thought RVD
you said RVD. And
I said RVD, yeah, RVD would be my pick, and I think RVD was going to win, but RVD or Orton was my other pick. I think RVD, just because it made sense to maximize his drawing potential, so it's going to last for a very short time.
Yeah.
But, I mean, yeah, I mean, I never thought Daniel Bryan was going to win. I know that was the pick. And like you say, we could still see it at SummerSlam because Orton isn't going to cash him right away, I don't think. So.
No, I don't think so either. It's just a slow burn turn. And yeah. And actually, it would be better if Bryan could beat Cena, maybe not at SummerSlam, but or at SummerSlam or whatever, be the champion.
If Orton
could turn on him.
Yeah, that could happen.
That would make
sense. I don't think that'll happen.
But it makes sense.
I think Cena's in for a really long reign here. I think Cena's in for a reign that wipes Punk out.
I absolutely
think so. I think he's in for a super long reign. 2 years, I could see. But yeah, I mean, if you had King of the Ring, the finals be Orton versus Bryan, and Bryan wins. You know, that would work, and then that sets up all sorts of stuff. Like, yeah, I mean, storyline-wise, you can do a lot with Orton, I think.
I think so, yeah.
Because he probably hasn't been put in that position for a while. Now, that said, where are we going at SummerSlam coming out of this, and where are we going tomorrow night first?
Well, we're going to see
No Wyatt family tonight.
Well, just that package.
They showed the package of why Kane's out, yeah.
Yeah, and so the Wyatt family will be on Raw for sure. I mean,
so what do they do?
Their actions. Yeah, they'll explain their actions, get a promo from Bray Wyatt to say what happened, why they did what they did, and that's fine.
What do you do with, say, Wyatt or RVD tomorrow?
Let me tell you what I'm looking forward to tomorrow, I guess. The Damian Sandow, Cody Rhodes.
Yeah.
Story. I'm looking forward to the Wyatt family.
Yeah.
Deal. I'm looking forward to
AJ and Ziggler, they're breaking up.
Yeah, AJ Ziggler. Randy Orton, what he's gonna say, right? Yeah. What's next for how SummerSlam kicks off. The SummerSlam kickoff is now, right?
Yeah,
we're a month away.
That's the other thing is coming out of this, I mean you had Sandow win. But he's not going to cash in right away. You had Orton win. I don't think he's going to cash in right away. So you need the world champion. Probably has a rematch with Ziggler, but it could be a Big E. It could be a three-way. You might need a challenger for the world championship. You need a challenger for the WWE. Because the way Cena won, it was pretty clean.
Yeah.
And it doesn't lead to a rematch. They can still do it. They've done it before. But I
there was
the
nothing
feel,
that suggested.
The way that Henry had to have the referee help him out,
yeah,
led me to think he's going to be gone for a couple weeks and come back to the baby face.
That's
the way it felt to me.
Yeah.
Coupled
with that video package, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Cena needs the challenger. It looks like we did see the Shield almost helped Ambrose win that first match, and until Jimmy and Jay came out and got
involved. And then you had the Real Americans
and then you had the Real Americans.
So you got tag stuff.
Yeah, it looks like you got a three-way tag feud.
Four-way if you throw in the primetime players, perhaps. I mean, you don't know. I mean, maybe.
I don't think so, because it's already two heels and one baby face. So
that's maybe
the tons of funk, right?
Yeah, okay, there you go.
You see that
enough. Yeah.
But yeah, so that's kind of the tag team division right now, and that's fine. I don't mind that. Ambrose and Christian probably happens now.
I guess, yeah.
Yeah, so, I mean, this is kind of what we're going to see.
Kane and
the Wyatts, or however that plays out. But, yeah, I don't know. They don't have that next guy for Cena. And they could go the Ziggler-Del Rio section.
Daniel
Depends
Bryan.
How quickly.
It's well, Daniel Bryan.
Maybe. I don't
Daniel
know,
Bryan is still the plan right now.
Yeah, I don't think so.
What is right now?
I don't think so.
It actually is the plan right now, though.
I don't think
it may not be the plan next week, but it's the plan right now.
I don't think so. It was the plan before the night. It was the plan before the pay-per-view. I don't know it's the plan right now. It's been.
Yeah, but it's still the plan.
I don't know. We'll see. We'll see.
Yeah, Daniel Bryan, John Cena, they'll fuck it up.
But, I mean, you need something for RVD, right? now for SummerSlam.
Well, you don't.
You need something for SummerSlam. They could Ryback and RVD could have a match.
There you go.
Winner gets airbrush.
Yeah. Winner gets airbrush.
Yeah.
But I mean, who knows? You'd say you need something for. You don't need something for anybody. I mean, they're just gonna have some matches. So
You need to set up. You need to start setting
up.
They've done a better job of that lately.
I think you do. I think you do Jericho and Curtis Axel.
The way this came across, Curtis Axel came out, and when we forgot to mention this, we talked about Orton winning.
Yeah.
Heyman
turned on Punk.
Well, not only that. Daniel Bryan hit everybody with his moves, was climbing the ladder, was about to win. Curtis Axel came out, attacked him, laid him out outside the ring with his finisher, and then Heyman came out after CM Punk hit the go-to-sleep on Axel and said, "What are you doing? That's my buddy. That's the guy I want to win. Why are you even getting involved?" So I could see Curtis Axel versus Daniel Bryan for the Intercontinental title at SummerSlam. I think that's more likely than him against Cena. I don't think it'll ever happen. Or not ever, but I don't think it's happening here.
Yeah, I mean, who knows?
I mean, I could see it at a B pay-per-view. I don't see them doing it on SummerSlam. That's my problem is, if it was Daniel Bryan at AVAC versus John Cena, I could see them doing it.
Yeah.
I don't see them doing it at SummerSlam.
Why not?
Because it's their second biggest show of the year.
Right. So,
and it's Daniel Bryan and Vince.
No, I understand. I understand. It's Daniel Bryan. I just wondered who is going to fight Cena.
I don't know. Like I say, they haven't really sent anybody else.
Mark Henry or who else is available?
I don't know who it's going to be.
That's I bet you it's the same buys as Daniel Bryan.
Maybe.
No, not even maybe.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, definitely.
I don't know.
Orton cashes in.
No, but the thing is, I don't know who it's going to be, and I don't know how they're telling the story yet. So it's too early to tell.
Oh, so you're agreeing with me, then?
Right now, I don't know. I just don't know.
You're talking about telling the story, them telling the story, and you think that it will be more buys, potentially.
Depends on who it is
right.
and how they tell it. Yeah.
They're telling a story, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. You're an idiot, then.
You have that. That's a good point.
I have the storytelling ability behind me, actually.
I hadn't thought of it that way. It's a good point.
Who's their head writer this week?
I don't know.
Yeah.
But
who knows? I said Axel and Jericho was building up. Yeah, you're right. You could see Axel.
The way that came out, I could see Axel.
But the thing is,
Axel needs a new challenger, too.
Jericho has a little more history than Bryan with it. You could do Bryan for sure coming out of there. Again, the plans on the books were still...
The other thing is, I mean, yeah, like you say, Punk, after Bryan's laid out, he starts climbing the ladder. He's about to win it. And Heyman gets in.
Well, Heyman absolutely turns on Punk, right?
Yeah, he absolutely takes another ladder and slams it against him like four times, including when Punk's on the ground looking at him saying, "Why? Why?" And then he slams him again. And hard way, he gets cut and he's bleeding, but that was a perfect visual.
Yeah.
So,
Punk and Brock is going to be great.
Yeah.
What is it? If you have Cena...
I don't really care about anything else. Hmm? That's good enough for me, right?
I need to see Cena and Bryan.
Yeah.
I don't know if Taker's gonna. I don't understand Kane now. I thought you had the like you said they. Get,
I don't know. They've
Taker's
got
to get revenge on the Shield, but I don't know.
I don't know where that's going either. And I still don't think you're gonna see Cena Bryan, but who could? Possible.
I think we are.
I think Curtis Axel and
Daniel. I understand Bryan. That point, but I still think we're getting.
That could just be on Raw, though. They could definitely blow that off on Raw, though. Curtis Axel versus
that could
Daniel
be a first-round match in the King of the Ring tournament.
Yeah, or just match, whatever. Okay, anything else you want to talk about?
The Ultimate Warrior.
Yeah.
He's back.
Yeah, he's going to be in the video game,
be in the video game anyway. He's going to be doing some promotion for WWE and the video game, whoever owns the video game thing now. Separately. So anyway, it's just one of those things that they, when you say never, and someone's got a huge
do
grudge.
Do what's best for the business.
Just like Bret Hart,
do what's best for the
business. Do what's best for your own business,
exactly.
Right? And anyway, so the Ultimate Warrior is in the video game. He's going to be a featured member with The Rock in the video game. I think you're going to see some stuff on Raw about it tomorrow.
Probably.
You know, they're going head-to-head. I don't think it's the All-Star Game. I think it's the Home Run Derby. So they got a little bit of competition, so the Ultimate Warrior is going to play into that. I think they'll hype it all day during on their social media bullshit. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, with Warrior, I would say right now with this today, and again, everything card subject to change, yeah. But I would say right now he's the odds on favorite to main event, the Hall of Fame.
Today he is.
I'm not saying he's going to do it. I say today he is the odds on favorite to main event that. So
I suppose. There's a lot of people I see in the Hall of Fame before him.
No, sure, but I mean, politically, logically, Warrior's the front runner to main event the Hall of Fame right now. So, I guess.
Which opens the door for Goldberg.
Well, the door was never closed on Goldberg. The door is open for anybody that wants to play nice, right? It's all about playing nice. So Warrior's going to play nice now, so he's going to get in, right? I mean, who knows what's going to happen? They get in 3 years, then they're falling out. Who knows, right? I mean, they probably will because it's Warrior.
Yeah.
But anyway.
So is there
overall,
I've heard a rumor that
you did.
Inducting him into the Hall of Fame next year will be another man who next year will also be an asshole.
What? You. It's going to be a good year.
Looking forward to finally being able to be an asshole
Looking forward to just taking the handcuffs off, the constraints off, and just being able to let loose.
And finally, yeah, it's not like you are now. You're polite all the time, nice
Well,
people.
That's it. I mean, it's good to do. You know, it's good for you know, and I appreciate you, Fat Fuck, pointing this out, that we get to, I get to just, for a year, just see how the other side lives.
Yeah. You know? Yeah. That said, you couldn't have gotten this far now. We're almost 8 months in.
We are almost 8 months in.
The letters, the writing, the fan support.
You tried to, well, the tweets and the emails and whatnot. And you just, everybody's support is you don't know how greatly appreciated it is because this is, I just want to tear into someone. And I get, like, a tweet or something, and it's you know what I mean? It's like, it's one of those shiny, make-your-day moments, and I appreciate it, so thank you, everybody.
What about when John Cena came down for your Make-A-Wish, when you were about to, you know, become an asshole, and you said, you said to him, the Make-A-Wish that you sent to John Cena saying, I'm about to become an asshole again, maybe you can convince me to not be if I can see you.
He didn't show, though.
Oh.
No, he's busy with some retard.
He's busy being an asshole.
Yeah. Bunch of retards.
No, don't say that.
Hmm?
Don't say that.
What? They were slow. Slow in getting back to me.
Oh, you mean the
We're in Canada. We're a bilingual country. En retard. It means they're slow. I wish you did sometimes just read a book. But
all right. So we
Money in the Bank overall.
Money in the Bank overall.
Give it a score.
6.5, 7 in that range.
You? I was going to say, I'd say about 7 out of 10 seems about right.
Yeah. About right.
Yeah.
Yeah, so pretty good show. Glad you're away to watch that first match, though.
I was going to say, the first match, I don't want to say it's all downhill from there, but the first match is definitely the best match. So.
All right, so we're going to get out of here.
We Talk Wrestling on the Twitter.
On the Twitter.
Tell us support follows us on Twitter now. Fuck them.
Oh, and also, fuck you, Wayne Keller.
Right. Yeah. We forgot about that.
Yeah.
We are www.facebook.com/WeTalkWrestling. Follow us on there or like us on there and be a part of our team. WeTalkWrestling.com is the website. We can get everything. We're on iTunes. We're on Stitcher. And @WeTalkWrestling.com. That's the website to get, or the email to email me.
Did you mention Stitcher yet?
Stitcher? Yeah, okay. Stitcher's a great way to listen to shit on your mobile device.
Yeah.
iTunes, too. Yeah. And you can do the podcast gimmick on your mobile through iTunes,
there
too. So that's a good
thing. And keep on liking us and reviewing us and everything like that.
Yeah.
We're at number 5. We need to be pushed up.
Yeah.
So anyways, we're OUT, aren't we?
So yeah, we're going to do that a little quick deal, because Tellus, we had to start an hour late, so fuck you, Tellus, you fucking fuckity fuck fucking fucks. We have to extend it. So that's going to do it, and we'll be back on Thursday for a regular show. So it's a great We Talk Wrestling Money in the Bank recap. So hope you enjoyed it. In the meantime and in between time, that's it. Another edition of We Talk Wrestling. Good night, folks.
You know, next week, I think we ought to actually take the hang off of next week. I start using profanity.
You think Wade Keller works for the fucks that tell us?